Okay, we've heard the story. So the disciples had seen Jesus praying. And as a result, they asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. Jesus' response is what we heard in Luke 11. In verses 1 to 4, he teaches them what to pray. And as a church, we'll be looking at that over the next few weeks. The pattern prayer, the Lord's Prayer, that's what we're going to be focusing on in greater detail. This morning, I'm going to focus on the next few verses that we saw acted out here. This is a parable that Jesus told. Having taught the disciples what to pray, he now goes on to show them how to pray. And the parable of the friend knocking on his neighbour's door is just that. It's part of the how. So let's think a moment about what we saw and heard. A man had visitors arrive very late at night. He has nothing to offer them to eat, and so he goes to his neighbour for supplies. It wasn't unusual for travellers to arrive at midnight unannounced. In Jesus' day, people travelled predominantly by foot, and took time. There were no communications, and often they would choose to travel later in the day because it was cooler. So no one knew when to expect travellers. Whether or not the traveller had supper on the way, the custom of hospitality then was such that one would definitely have to offer the visitor something to eat at the end of his journey. And poor families may not have had leftovers, but neighbours regularly shared with each other. So this request at midnight was not especially unusual. What about the neighbour? Woken in the night. Don't bother me, the door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. He's legitimately put out. Most houses were one room, two at the most, and everyone, including the children, are laid out on sleeping mats on the floor. The door's shut and locked with a huge wooden or iron bar to secure the entrance. This man would have had to get up, light a candle, tiptoe through the whole family, find bread, take down the noisy bar. The house would be in an uproar. The children, woken in the night, whoa, who would do that? So the reply comes, don't bother me. Maybe that's where a lot of us would give up in prayer, when we don't get an instant reply. In this short parable, the reluctant neighbour stands for God. The knocking neighbour, the disciples, and therefore us too, when we pray. God is not really reluctant to answer our prayers, but at times for his greater purposes, he appears reluctant. So how are we to react? Jesus' answer here in this parable is to keep praying, persistently and expectantly. Like the neighbour banging on the door, we need to persist to keep at it. Jesus is telling us that we should seek God through prayer. Have you ever walked up to a door to knock and no one came to answer? What did you do? Walk away? Try again? Jesus is saying that God answers the door that's knocked upon. We need to be good at knocking because God wants us to wholly desire him. Knocking on the door once doesn't show that we're really interested in God. Our knocking needs to be continuous, like we're eager to get inside and really talk with him, like this. If you're eager, you'll keep knocking until there's an answer, a bit like the man in the parable. He's tenacious. He persists, keeps knocking until he gets the bread, the answer. And Jesus says that's the way to pray. Tenaciously, keep going. Be a good knocker. And then verse 9 says, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. And knock, and the door will be opened to you. So he's telling us to ask, to seek him, and to knock. That's not try the first and then the second, it's all together. Now, it is possible to ask for things wrongly, when we selfishly want something just for us. But in the book of James, we're reminded that often we do not have because we do not ask God. Ask, seek, knock. Take the first letter from each one, which I only noticed when I did this, and you've got ask. Don't forget to ask. What else can we learn from the man who knocked on the door in the parable? He was persistent, yes, he kept going. But verse 8 says, and this really struck me when I first read this, says that because of his shameless audacity, his impudence or boldness, he received what he needed. Bread. Jesus is commending the man's shameless audacity, his boldness, coming at midnight and refusing to take no for an answer. And he's suggesting that this is the way we should pray as well. We're invited to open our hearts to our Heavenly Father with shameless audacity, great boldness. We are welcome to express our heart's desire with a sense of urgency. But we need to remember who we're coming to. Proverbs 9, verse 10 tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We must remember who we're approaching. He is our Heavenly Father, and we're encouraged to come boldly to the throne of grace in Hebrews, but to remember too that he is Almighty God. We need reverence with our boldness. And sometimes we have to wait for an answer. The man knocking on the door didn't get what he wanted straight away. Our timing and the way we'd like our prayers answered isn't always God's plan. It's not always God's timing. If you remember Abraham, he received a promise that he would have a son, and he waited 25 years for the answer. God made Abraham and Sarah wait until it was impossible naturally for them to have a child. And then the miracle came, and God received all the glory. In the meantime, they had taken things into their own hands with painful results. But God still commended them for their patience and faith in waiting for his promise to be fulfilled in Hebrews. God is good and loving. He's our Heavenly Father who has promised to provide for all our needs. He's not mean. He gives abundantly. He's not going to answer our prayers poorly. He's going to richly answer our prayers. He may not answer prayer the way we want him to, but he will answer the prayer better than we ever thought, because he knows everything, including the timing, and especially what's best for us. It's sometimes a bit like a bit of embroidery. Many people might know that I do a bit of sewing. When we look at things, we look from the underside, don't we? And it looks a bit of a mess. Sometimes you can't see the full picture. This is an unfinished piece, a bit like all of us, we're unfinished. But God sees things from the right side. He sees the beauty of every stitch. He sees the perfect timing. His plan is the best. So even if we have to wait, we know that his answer is the best. He still calls us to ask, to come boldly with shameless audacity, and to pray persistently.